I'm Lates Camera Jackson. It's the LCJ Q&A podcast. Joining me is the director of the new animated movie Ugly Dolls. It's in theaters now, Kelly Asbury. Kelly, welcome back to the LCJ Q&A.
Hi, nice to be here.
You were here on the podcast a little more than 2 years ago talking about Smurfs The Lost Village. How soon after that movie did you jump over to Ugly Dolls?
It was about almost exactly 1 year. I took about a year. I mean, I stayed at Sony for a little while, and then I took some time off and just sort of got the Smurfs out of my system. And then the Ugly Dolls quickly infiltrated my system. And that's how it works.
Wow. So have you been directing this movie for a little more than a year? To me, that seems incredible in the world of animation, directing in just about a year.
It was a little over a year, maybe, but the studio had the project for about probably a year before I started.
Mm.
But when we started, it was still sort of a blank slate. It still was a lot needed to be done, and there was a really good beginning and a really good ending. But we really didn't know what was in the middle. So we had to work on getting the ingredients of the sandwich put together, which was a lot of fun with a good team of people. And we had fun, and we just sort of took the leap and took the risk and did it.
Yeah.
And it was kind of amazing. I mean, it was amazing that the team at Real Effects pulled it off in terms of technically and artistically, that they were able to deliver, and they did so well.
Yes, it's such a nice vision that you see on the screen, and the cast is led by a lot of popular singers right now. Kelly Clarkson, Blake Shelton, Janelle Monáe, Nick Jonas. There are a lot of songs in the movie. This is a very music-driven animated film. How was it for people like Kelly Clarkson and Janelle Monáe to not only come in, do the songs in the booth, but also do character dialogue?
Well, to tell you the truth, when Kelly came in, she really was the character, and she saw it herself. She came in and said, gosh, did you guys write this for me? Because it's very much like her. And I think once we got in that groove, as we record these actors, we get them, you know, 4 or 5 times during the course of making the movie. And I think that Kelly, her personality sort of helped the character sort of develop itself in many ways. And that was sort of the same thing with Janelle Monáe. Janelle is such a kind, sort of gentle soul, really, and the character of Mandy is so compassionate that she was able to sort of step in that doll's shoes and just really be the character. I don't think it required, I don't think it was a big leap for either of them to assume those roles.
Were you familiar with the Ugly Dolls before coming in? They've been around for 20 years, popular dolls, toys out there. Were you familiar with them, and were the voice actors familiar with them before coming in?
I was only slightly familiar with them. I don't have children, so I sort of skipped the Ugly Dolls era, I think. I knew of them, and I had seen them before. And yeah, a few of our actors had known what they were. Some of them had them when they were kids. I think Kelly Clarkson said that she had had an Ugly Doll.
Mm.
So, you know, it's really, some people remember them and some don't. I would say it's about half and half.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think a lot of kids, I think Ugly Dolls is a great first movie for like 5 and 6 year olds to come in and see what can be done in terms of animated films on screen, the entire cinematic experience. A lot of it has to do with the music. Making Shrek 2, making Romeo and Juliet, filled with many songs. And now this, what has been so appealing for you about incorporating music and pairing it with animation?
Well, I love musicals, and I've always liked old-fashioned musicals, like Singing in the Rain and American in Paris and The Wizard of Oz. And so I pretty much was able to approach it that way. I really said, okay, let's approach this like an old-fashioned 1940s musical, not even an animated musical. Let's see how they would structure that. And so the writers, Glenn Slater and Chris Leonard, beautiful songwriters, they got on board with that, and they really played a big role in the structure of the story and let the songs be a guidepost, mostly for getting to know character and the emotion of the characters. Kind of inner dialogues were able to be, you know, sort of put forth in a way that you can't really do with a non-musical. not very easily. So it did help us really get the characters' thoughts and feelings more readily on screen in the amount of time we had as well.
For me, the showcase song, the showcase scene in Ugly Dolls is Unbreakable, which is the duet between Kelly Clarkson and Janelle Monáe. What was the process of staging the look of that sequence to match the power of that song?
Well, first of all, our storyboard artist was able to, we developed it on storyboards, and it was very, pretty much intricately developed over time. And then we gave it to our lighting people, and in the situation we were in, we had color models done, but everything was sort of done at the same time. And you never know what's going to transpire sometimes. It was like, okay, we knew the mood, we knew what we wanted, then the effects came in, and we sort of built it as we went. And that's not my preferred way to do it, but we were able to get that done, and it was great.
Yeah. I loved watching that. I loved all the mirrors. And I think that song could be the end of the year. We may be talking about that song when it comes to award season. I really got a good gut feeling about it. One of the main themes of this movie is that there's no such thing as ideal perfection. But yet, as a director, is it tough to then expect perfection from your animators and your voice actors?
Well, certainly we all strive for that, and artists and actors in general strive for that too. And I think all of us know it's kind of an impossible endeavor in some ways, but we try for it. We do the best we can in the time we've got. And sometimes you just say, okay, you know what? I think that's as perfect as we're going to get it for this movie. And we just move forward.
Sure.
It's just it's a matter of choosing your battles, choosing decisions of what details are more important than others, what things can we do to make an audience feel what we're wanting, but under a certain constraint of time and budget, how can we find a way to convey that creatively? How can we find a creative way to work within those limitations? And that's always a challenge with any film. And I enjoy that aspect of making animated movies, is trying to maximize what you have at hand to create what you want.
We're with Kelly Asbury, the director of Ugly Dolls. Your secret weapon in all of this, I think, is Pitbull. Pitbull not only voices Ugly Dog, he's also a producer. I saw him about a week ago on Live with Kelly and Ryan. He was not only pitching Ugly Dolls, but he was preaching this movie's message, and the audience was so into it, basically saying that ugly actually stands for you gotta love yourself. He must have been fantastic to work with.
That's the best way to describe it. I mean, you answered the question for me. Everything you described right there is what he gave us. He's a 100% showman and a 1,000% professional, and we were thrilled and blessed to have him, frankly. And he did take on this movie pretty much as a cause.
Wow. Yeah, I could tell in watching him pitch the movie and the audience was really going for it. I could tell that for sure. I love the fact that you voice Gibberish Cat. You get Gibberish Cat a little bit a couple times. Did you want Gibberish Cat right out of the gate? You're like, you know what? This has to be me. Because you've done voice work. We talked about it last time when you were on about Smurfs doing some of the... Did you want Gibberish Cat to be you?
You know, I recorded Gibberish Cat because it was a quick idea. And I did it on my phone. Just one take, and we put it in, and everyone laughed. It sounded good enough. Our sound guys said, you know what, it's clear enough. And that one little piece of noise that he makes twice in the film, it's all one recording I did on my phone one day. I might have even been driving when I did it, because we put it together so quickly. And then it got the reaction it got, and so we said, hey, don't tamper with that. So that's how I got that part.
Cool. I'm glad it made it in, and it sounds great. Yeah. You're welcome. Kelly, you receive special thanks on another big animated movie that's coming out later this year, which is The Addams Family. What was your little involvement in this upcoming Addams Family movie?
Well, the director, Conrad Vernon, and I are really close friends, and we work together as co-directors on Shrek 2. We've known each other for years. And I just was sitting around twiddling my thumbs a little bit last year and just called him and said, hey, I love the Addams Family. I was jealous that he actually had it as a director. It's a project I would have loved to have directed. And I said, I'd love to contribute something. So I storyboarded two or three sequences. I'm not even sure if they ended up in the film, but I haven't seen it yet. But it was a joy, and I love doing it. And I love Charles Addams, and it was fun just to participate in that movie.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, when the trailer came out a couple weeks ago, I was like, I love the look of these characters. I'm really looking forward to this. So, yeah.
I think they've done a good job.
Good, yeah. Addams Family out around Halloween time. So you mentioned, of course, you were at DreamWorks on some movies, including Shrek 2 and Spirit, Disney for Romeo and Juliet, Sony for Smurfs, and now over here for STX for Ugly Dolls. How have you been able to direct projects from different studios and kind of stay independent throughout your career?
Well, you know, I worked at Disney for about 12 years, and then I was at DreamWorks for 12 years, and when I went to Romeo and Juliet, it was really just at a time where it was an opportunity to work with some really exciting people like Elton John. And that's when the ball started rolling, where I just have sort of bounced around and found projects that interested me that aren't necessarily made at the same studio under any kind of format. And I've been lucky enough on pretty much, particularly Romeo and Juliet and Ugly Dolls, to sort of be really given a lot of leeway because the studio themselves need someone to sort of guide them. My producer, Jane Hartwell, and I have known each other, and we were able to sort of kind of show them how to make an animated feature to a large degree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was actually kind of gratifying and freeing in that way.
Cool. This is a personal question. This is one I've been wondering about for a while and looking back about Shrek 2. I tell people that the I Need a Hero rendition from Jennifer Saunders is one of the most underrated musical performances ever in an animated film. What was that like in hearing her do that? How many takes did it take for her to do? Tell me all about that.
Well, sadly, I was not in the recording session when she did it. I only got to hear the result because we made that movie in two different cities, in Redwood City, California, and L.A. I'm not sure where she was when she recorded that. It may have been in London. But I was not able to be there for that particular session. But there's no question, she did an amazing job, and she was wonderful.
Yeah, knocked it out of the park. I listen to it all the time for, like, motivation stuff to do that. It's really good. So, Kelly, do you think you're going to be back on here in another 2 years or so with another animated movie, or is it time for a little R&R?
Well, it's both. It's time for a little R&R, but I have every intention of being back. 2-3 years, who knows? But I don't think I'll ever do it again quite in a year. but definitely, if I can make it back there, I will.
Do you have ideas, passion projects for animated movies that you'd like to make someday?
Absolutely. I've got projects stacked up like firewood that I'd love to, it's hard to get an independent original idea made into a film. But I also have some existing properties I'd like to see to option and then see about which I'm talking to people about them. We'll see where that goes.
All right. Well, for now, we have Ugly Dolls, which is great. Take the family. Go see it this weekend. It's in theaters. It's at some drive-ins around the country, too. Be a great first drive-in movie. Go see Ugly Dolls, directed by Kelly Asbury. Thank you so much for being on the LCJ Q&A.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm Lates Camera Jackson. Thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast. We'll see you next time.